Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today we have Mouse Chatters Steve, Bob, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
On today's show, we're going to be doing some listener questions. So it'll be a fun little show. We don't have too many to go through, so it's going to be a quicker show, but we're going to have some fun with this nonetheless. Our first question is coming from Becky, and Becky writes to us, "Our first visit to Walt Disney World will be in September 2013. Would you suggest we go the first week after Labor Day or a week later? Thanks. That's it. Our daughter will be just shy of 6 years old when we go." So the first week after Labor Day or the second week after Labor Day? Any opinions?
I would go the week later.
I'd go a week later because any holiday weekend is going to be packed. So the more you can stay away from when people...
And you have a lot of those northern schools go back to school that week.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So if you have the choice, avoid the holidays whenever possible.
Right. Let the stragglers clear out at the end of the holiday.
Because they'll be there.
Yeah, there'll always be people hanging around after the holiday that take a few days extra to leave.
The stragglers.
Stragglers.
Do you know what though? If you look on the touring plans calendar, that's actually not a busy weekend.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean it's probably not a bad weekend to go. We did it last year and it was fine. You know, it wasn't like mid September. I mean, given a choice, I'd probably go the week after too, but I wouldn't be afraid of Labor Day weekend.
No,
I've been there late Labor Day weekend. It's not that bad.
Mm-mm. It's not bad at all.
The weekend isn't horrible, but I think she's talking about the week. So you've got Labor Day on Monday, and she's talking about that week. And I think it'll be fine.
And I still think it's quieter.
Yeah, when you go in September, it's good. That weekend may be a little crowded, but not intolerable. And I think still, if you have the opportunity to go 2 weeks later, or, you know, the second week, do it. But I don't think there's going to be a problem with the first week.
You know what's great about that second week in November or September? It's the height of hurricane season.
Oh.
No, okay. It really is.
Well, you know what? And I have to say, most of the time, Labor Day weekend, there's usually a lot of rain, too. At least in my experience.
Just go any week. It's going to be awesome. You'll love it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Gosh.
I mean, both those times are lower crowds, lower seasonal times. So I don't think the crowds will be bad either one. But given the choice, if you have the flexibility, do it the second week.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the crowd calendar, and the week before is all fives, and then of course Sunday's like an eight, and then it's threes and twos and ones right up until. Right around the 20th. So that's like, oh, wow, that's fantastic. I mean, they'll probably revise that, but those are wonderful crowd levels. And a five is not bad at all. I mean, I don't even mind a five. You know, anything below a seven, I think, is a pretty good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, based on touring plans. And touring plans is pretty accurate based on, of course, years of experience. Yeah. September's a great time of year anyway, so I don't think you can go wrong. But if you have the flexibility, second week, lower crowds.
Yep. All right. Our next question comes from Marie, and she writes, "Is there going to be a special deal for 3 or 4 day passes for Florida residents coming up soon?" And Bob, you have the answer to this, don't you?
I do. And Marie, good timing that you asked this question. So there's going to be a Florida resident Discover Disney Pass effective Saturday, January 5th, 2013. We'll have an expiration, as they always do, most likely in late May. The 3 day pass will be $119 plus tax, and the 4 day will be $129 plus tax. You can upgrade to either Park Hopper or the Water Park Fun and More for $28.50 plus tax. Upgrading to both the Park Hopper and Water Park Fun and More is not yet determined. If you wish, you can also upgrade a 3-day pass to a 4-day if you bought the 3-day and then later decide you wanted to add another day on there. But you cannot add days beyond 4, and you can't add the no expiration feature to it. As always, as well, with these types of passes, the tickets are going to be blocked out in all parks between March 23rd and Friday, April 5th, 2013 for spring break. So I'm sure any day now Disney's going to be advertising pretty heavily in Florida on television and online about that pass. So look for it.
All right. We're going to go to our next question, and that comes from Angela. And Angela writes, is Disney transportation worth the cost when going to Port Canaveral from a Disney resort and then back to the Orlando airport? Convenience would be a big factor. When you take the Disney transportation in conjunction with a Disney cruise, you have the option of taking the transportation from either the airport to Port Canaveral or from the resort to Port Canaveral, and it's $70 round trip. Is it worth it? I think it's got some advantages. Because
I think it's totally worth it.
I think if you're a family of 5 or 6 or more, it's private transportation is a better deal. You can get a limo and actually save money and travel in style and not be on anyone else's schedule. So if you are a larger group, you're going to save money. But when you do buy the transportation through Disney Cruise Line, you're going to be... You're going to get there. They're not going to leave without you. You're going to be on schedule. You will get there, I think, a little later than you could normally. You're going to get there between 11 and 2, probably. I like to get there nice and early.
You know why I think it's worth it? Because I just feel safer because it's Disney. So to me, it would be worth it to pay a little bit more.
Another thing to consider is that if you buy your flights, if you're flying in and you buy your flights in conjunction with your Disney Cruise Line vacation, you get your transfers to and from the airport for free. Our last question is from Christy, and she writes, what is available for preschoolers on the Disney Dream? Okay.
NyQuil.
NyQuil.
No. Ice cream. And
there is a
Mickey
lot of ice
Mouse
cream.
Bars.
And Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. And they have those little play areas, which are awesome. You just take them and you drop them off.
Well, it what's a preschooler?
On, yeah,
what's
a preschooler is going to be, let's say, we have to define it.
What, three and
three
four?
Three.
I was going to say 3, 4, 5.
Okay, yeah. So
well, kindergarten is 5.
Yeah, so they can go to
3 and 4.
Or a kids club.
A toddler would be 2 and a baby would be 1. So yeah. Officially, I'm calling a 3 and a 4-year-old a preschooler.
Okay.
They have to be potty trained, fully potty trained. And if they're 3 and potty trained, they can get into the kids clubs, Oceaneers Club, Oceaneers Lab, and they can have all kinds of fun in there. They have the Andy's room, they have the computers, they have dance floor, they have movies, they have arts and crafts, all kinds of things that these kids can do. And they're not going to be bored or at a loss for things to do. Even at that age, you're probably going to see them less than you think. They're going to want to stay. Oh, no, Mommy, come back later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, they love the Kids Club.
Because the characters go by and they feed them there. There's no need for them to come out, and they don't. That's been our experience. I mean, ever since Amber was old enough to go to Kids Club, and even before, she has been just a diehard Kids Club.
Yeah, so they can do almost everything. And they can do the pools. They just can't do the aqueduct, right?
Right. You have height restrictions. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably the only thing. Yeah, and they even have on the island on Castaway Key, they have a Kids Club.
Yeah.
And they'll take care of them on the island if you want to.
Just have to give them the wristband and sign them up, and you're good. But there's plenty for the kids to do. And another feature that's nice is if you happen to be on the late dining. And a lot of the kids, they don't like to eat that late, and they, you know, they get antsy. And Disney gives the parents a nice opportunity to have a nice quiet dinner by themselves, whereas they take the order, the servers will take your order, and they'll expedite the kids' orders and get them fed before the adult food comes out. And then, what is it, 8:30? Representatives from the Oceaneers Lab and Club, they come over down to the restaurants and they collect up your kids if they want to go back to the kids' club. So it's kind of cool. And then you get a nice, peaceful evening and your kids are whisked away and they have fun and you have fun. And it's a nice little service.
And don't forget, other things that are available on board include the terrific shows. Those are awesome for kids.
Yeah, and even the kids that age are going to like them.
Mm-hmm. And you've got the movie theater on board. So showing, often showing Disney movies. So
yeah. We saw some
that's
really
totally
good,
something they can do.
Some really good first releases, which we saw Tangled on the ship when it first came out. And they release it, you know, like at midnight. So it's pretty cool.
But yeah, if you're on board when a Disney feature comes out, they'll do the premiere at sea at like 12:01. So yeah, I got to see Mars Needs Moms. That was like 75 minutes of my life that I'd like back.
That was like us. Well, we saw Romeo and Juliet on one of the cruises, and that was
cute.
It was horrible.
That was cute.
That was a waste of. That was all. I haven't seen Mars Needs Moms, but I'm sure it's probably second in the list of horrible Disney
Mars
movies.
Needs Moms was worse.
It was. Yeah, it was Mars hilarious. Is worse than Romeo.
Yeah, it was bad.
Romeo was good though.
Yeah, Romeo was cute. That was cute, and it edited Elton John music. But yeah, bottom line is there's tons of stuff for the kids to do between the clubs, the pools, the shows, the fact that they can stuff their faces full of ice cream and all kinds of other treats.
Right, they've got their soda too.
And
on deck 11, you've got the arcade. I'm sorry, the arcade.
That's right, yeah.
It's ARRCADE.
And if they're on the, the fantasy, that they can do the pirate and princess thing. So they have the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique on board the fantasy. So little girls can dress up and do that. And then on pirate night, boys and girls can be decked out in pirate.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I love when everyone gets all into it and dressed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also on Deck 11, you're going to have the Nemo's Reef area, which is the play area, splash area zone. But this is, you have to be, I think you have to be under a certain height or under a certain age.
Yeah, that's for just little kids. So it's perfect for small kids.
Yeah, if you're big, you're not allowed in there.
Yeah, I know. They escorted me out.
Well, they do allow parents in, so just kind of stand close to a kid and.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, yeah. They dragged me out, kicking and screaming.
Let's see.
But yeah, I mean, the cruise line basically caters to kids.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be hurting for things to do. Nemo's Reef is 8 and under, so.
Okay. Yeah, even the shows are good. The thing, it just depends on your kid.
And they have activities too.
Yeah.
So you can't go wrong on a Disney cruise if you've got kids. Yeah. Preschool, and teenagers, tweens, doesn't matter.
Course,
you're going to have fun.
And of course, every day they'll give you your, what do they call those itineraries that they deliver?
Is that a compass or a navigator?
The navigator. That's, yeah.
Navigator.
Compass
the navigator.
Is on
oil. So every day on your cruise, you'll get this navigator, and it breaks down activities offered for that day by families and for kids and for adults. So you can go through and look at things that interest you and highlight them or circle them or mark them off so that you can see everything that's offered. And you'll probably find that there's more offered than you can do in a day.
Yeah. It's a complex matrix of ages and times and things to do. Midship Detective Agency.
That's
awesome.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. And for like 3 and 4 year olds, give Brooke another year and she would have so much fun with that.
Yeah, they have a Mickey Mouse Adventures and also Muppets on the Fantasy.
Oh, but she wants to know about the Dream. It's not on the Dream.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Go on the Fantasy.
Uh-huh. But yeah, it's on the new ships. Kind of an adventure game where it takes you have to explore the ship and find clues, and the paintings are interactive.
With the interactive paintings and
yeah, it's pretty cool.
you have these cards, and it's slightly similar to the Sorcerers in the Kingdom, where you've got the cards and you have to go here to there and kind of scavenger huntish.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, on a Disney Dream cruise, you're talking 3, 4, or maybe 5 days. There'll be more than enough to do for young children. So don't feel as if they're not going to have anything to occupy their time.
Right.
They'll be having a great time, for sure.
They will. All right, I'm going to grab it here. We're going to wrap up the show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy our shows, please visit us at mousechat.net. You can download them there. You can also go to iTunes and get them there. You can send your comments and your questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next week on Mouse Chat.